This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, Baby Tausch, and now Eric Name of The Athletic.
Name.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, thank you for the time. Appreciate you. He's
Eric.
Up. Eric's here.
Name.
Ian.
Avatar.
Eric.
All those things. Yes, what's up?
Hey, what's up, cuz?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I got a question, my
hey,
brother.
Hey, Name, I got a question for you.
All right, what's up?
You go first, Leroy.
Let's get into the thumb maker thing, man, because these boys here were playing me some cuts. I'm getting your book, by the way. Appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been saying it for a little while.
You wrote a book?
Yeah. Tell them how to get your book.
Name wrote a book?
Yeah, I wrote a book. All you got to do is go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's very easy to find. 100 things Bucks fans should know before they die.
No, you're not.
You are not in it.
The Green Bay Packers are mentioning it, but you specifically are not.
Well, hell, I don't want a book.
Oh, come on. This is our guy.
I should be in a book, Nate.
Eric, the only reason this guy went to the movie theater was to see the movie that he starred in.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm about me, too. Man. Media starts with me, man.
We ain't about me, too, though. We ain't about that.
Hey, but Eric.
Leave that alone, Name.
Clear this up with this.
We ain't about no me, too.
Clear this up with Thumb Maker, man.
Because
we have some semantics going on here.
What are you unclear?
Some people says agent said it. Some people say he said it, that he wanted to be traded. It was our headlines everywhere. And then we play some cuts of talking about it. So have you heard any more to this about him wanting to be traded?
Yeah, so, I mean, essentially what happened was his representation, however you want to say it, put this out that, you know, he'd be interested in getting traded. And, you know, we talked to him about it before the game in Oklahoma City on Sunday. And, you know, really, really how I view it is I don't think he wants to get traded. I think he very much enjoys being in the city of Milwaukee. He trusts this organization. They were the team that took a chance on him at number 10 in the lottery. They were the team that, you know, he's grown up with. He's here. I think the big thing is he wants to play more.
Right.
So I will say this, that there was no doubt in my mind that Thon knew that the report was going to come out, that his representation was going to do this. So he's not surprised by it. Whether or not he said it specifically
to me or
anyone else, like, he knew it was coming out. So he wasn't surprised by that. But the big thing to me is, this is, I got to say, and
say
you can
it.
Speak to this a little bit better, Leroy,
say
but,
it,
you know, inside a locker room, if someone requests a trade, like, typically that guy becomes a pariah, right? Like, that guy, dudes aren't going to mess with him anymore. And that's what makes this situation really strange, is that everyone loves Thon. Everyone in that locker room totally loves that dude. And if you watch that game in Oklahoma City on Sunday, you saw him throwing up three goggles when people were hitting threes. You saw the same energetic guy on the bench. So really what this comes down to is Thon wants to play. And that's part of why this is will play. If you are a role player and you don't perform, you will not play. And right now, for the last 2 weeks or so, Ersanne Ilyasova hasn't played great. And DJ Wilson, after a really strong stretch, has been down for the last week or so. So honestly, I thought Sunday was a day where Thon would have got some run, but because you have that trade request publicly sitting over the top of all of this, if you're Mike Boonhoser, I mean, you got to be thinking, can I play this dude now? Because if I do, then everyone on the team's going to think, okay, I just got to make a trade request, and then I get to play. So,
that's a good point.
There's part of that complicates it, because I really do think that with the struggles that their bench have shown in the last week or so, with the bigs of DJ Wilson and Ersanne Ilyasova played 62 combined minutes in the last three games and haven't scored, that's the time where you say, okay, Thon Maker, it's your time. But now, because you have that trade request, now you're thinking, can I do that? Because then the whole team is going to think they should just ask for a trade, and then they're going to have to play more. So that was the thing that really just didn't make sense to me is that I, more than anything, this is about wanting to play more and wanting to prove that he's worth another contract and he's worth just being a strong player in this league, and he's not getting that chance right now. But by doing this publicly, I think they've actually endangered the fact that he could get more time. So I think they're going to have to let it all blow over for a week or so. They'll have to get through the trade deadline, and then I think Thon's going to get a chance to be back in the rotation. But I don't think the Bucks are in any hurry to let Thon go. You know, the only way that they are making a deal is if this really benefits the team this season, because they got a good thing going on. And as Thon told us, I can't say his direct quote because I don't need you guys to dump me. But he said, we're the best blanking team in the NBA.
Exactly.
And he understands kind of that he's lucky to be in the situation. He just wants to play.
Now, let me ask you this here. Big news out today is that the Bucks may be a player in this whole Anthony Davis thing. Do you buy that at all?
I do not. I should say, I don't doubt that John Horst will do his due diligence and John Horst will make a call.
Right.
And John Horst will talk to the New Orleans Pelicans and see exactly what they're thinking, what they want.
Okay.
I don't doubt that because he's done that pretty much every step of the way.
When he'll kick the tires.
He did that.
Okay.
Yeah. When Kyrie Irving was available, he did that. When Paul George was available, he did that. So every time something like this has happened, they will do that. The only problem with this Bucks team is that they just don't have the assets. And, you know, we've talked about this throughout the season. I feel like just about every time I'm on with you guys, we talk about this. The whole starting lineup needs a new contract this summer. So if that's the case, which it is, it makes it incredibly difficult to actually trade for a star like this, or really make trades in general, because if you are a team making a trade, the one thing you want to get in return is certainty. Whether that's a certainty that you're clearing your books, whether that's certainty that you're getting a good young player, whether that's certainty that you're getting that second level, second tier player, you want to know that you're going to have them for 2 or 3 years. And we've talked about this with David Stearns, right? David Stearns always talks about cost certainty and having guys for a certain amount of time. If you trade with the Bucks right now, you're not getting that in return because their best players are all going to be free agents this upcoming summer, and you don't know what that price is going to be, and you don't know if you're going to be able to retain them. So it makes it really difficult for the Bucks to make a trade.
So the obvious choice here, they were talking about Brogdon, obviously Middleton, and Bledsoe.
Yep.
And that doesn't do it.
I'm just asking the question.
That's the word. That doesn't do it. Huh?
No, that won't do it because the talent would do it. But the fact that all those guys are up at the end of the year makes it really awkward for him.
Because they got to re-sign them.
Correct. And then you don't know what that number is, and you also don't know that you're going to be able to do it.
Right.
Maybe they go down to New Orleans for 2 months and say, hey, I don't like Bourbon Street. I don't like what you guys are doing here.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
So that could happen, and that's just too big of a chance.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, I get that. So let's just say for making up, so it's not really make a hypothetical. Let's do this. Hypothetical that they do this deal and they do send Brogdon and Middleton and Bledsoe there and AD comes back. Let me just ask you this. And AD only stays here for what, like that year and a half and he doesn't come back. Would that be worth it for the Bucks to do?
I'm trying to think if I've said this with you guys, but to me, there are a number of things that you're thinking about with this Bucks team, and what should be at the top of the list is getting to the summer of 2020 and getting Giannis to sign on the dotted line for a Supermax extension. So the summer of 2020, that's a year and a half away, right? So you get to that point, if all of a sudden AD's gone and he's not coming around, do you think Giannis is staying? It seems unlikely, right?
Right.
So
right.
You put your eggs into that basket.
Right.
So to me, you know, it might be good for the next year and a half, but at the end of the day, you got to get Giannis to sign on the dotted line. Because as Steve and I were yelling at each other last week, you know, that's the thing that matters.
Were you and Steve yelling?
You know, every once in a while we do that to each other. But with Giannis, you got to make sure that you get him to sign that next contract. That to me, as much as competing for championships matters, you can't compete for championships if you don't have Giannis Antetokounmpo for five more years after this next contract. Right. So to me, that is what matters.
Look at Eric trying to say his whole name like he's smart. Just because he wrote a few books. Look at you. Look at you.
Hey, I've gotten good at typing it and saying it, so I might as well show it.
No wonder the Athletic hired you.
You got to make sure you get him to sign on that dotted line. Right. That's matters. True. And with AD, that makes it a little bit more difficult.
Eric, final thing for you here. In Detroit tonight, in Toronto Thursday, coming off a loss, a four-game road trip before they come back on Monday night, or next week on Wednesday, excuse me. Is this where we finally see the team lose back-to-back games? Because I think it's crazy that we're sitting here on January 29th and this club hasn't lost a back-to-back.
Honestly, I don't think so. The only thing I would worry about with tonight's game is that this is in some ways a trap game, because if you're the Bucks, and again, every time I say something like this, Bud looks at me like I got four mouths and eight eyes, but every time I think about the Raptors, I think about the tiebreaker and making sure that you get a 3-1 series lead, which the Bucks can do on Thursday if they beat the Raptors, get the tiebreaker, and then you have the tiebreaker for the number one seed, so you give yourself an extra game there. I think it's hugely important. I think the players think it's hugely important, and I think the players and I both circle that Raptors game as a big one. Bud will tell me I'm crazy when I ask him about it, which is fine, but I think this Detroit game then becomes a trap game, because you're thinking about Thursday, you're thinking about a TNT audience, you're thinking about making one big final statement before the All-Star break by beating the Raptors and taking control of that number one seed. So I think you might overlook this Detroit team. And like I just spent 40 seconds talking about the Raptors instead of the Pistons, who they play tonight. So if I'm doing it, players could do it as well. That would be the only concern to me about whether or not they win this game tonight, is if they're already looking past to Toronto and thinking about making a statement in that game and not giving this Pistons team enough due. Because last time they were in Detroit, they only won this game by three. So this Detroit team, they're not the best team, but if they have their stuff going for a night, you know, maybe they could beat the Bucks. So the big thing is not looking past.
Can I ask you a 10-second question?
I'm bad at those, but I'll try.
I'm sorry. Just real quick, because we got 10 seconds. Is it good business for Giannis to kind of leave the door open, whether he'll stay or leave, or should he just always adamant, just say, I'm going to be a Bucks? Because they're going to give him the Supermax anyway, but should he just – because I think his fans are getting nervous when we say that if we don't get this player or do this, he's going to leave. I think his fans get nervous. So is that good business for him to kind of leave the door open? Because he's also said on the record that he's going to be here as long as they'll have him or something like that.
Yeah, I think what's always going to happen is people are going to find those old clips and those old statements and say, oh, you said you're going to be here forever. But I've never read any of those things, thought of any of those things, had him say any of those things to me without the idea that that thing is true as long as the organization has their stuff together.
Okay, that's your out. Okay, good.
That's
okay.
To me, that's always been the way. Like,
right.
You know, you can say anything, but if you're winning 20 games a year, like, you can leave. Like, who could hold that against you? So I think that statement has always been true, with the caveat that this team has to prove that they're worth it. And to this point, the Bucks have gone up their 35-13, best record in the league. That's going to be enough for this year. They're going to have to do it again next year. But as long as they have their stuff together, I think all those statements can remain true.
Eric, we appreciate the time, man. As always, we'll be reading along at The Athletic and at Eric_name on Twitter. Appreciate it, man.
Everybody get his book.
Appreciate you.
That's Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, joining us on the Wendy's Big Show, Tuesdays at 3:48.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, I thought you like burped twice or something.
No, I'm not having a grabber. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.